This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Our first story today is a follow-up on one from earlier this week regarding controversial language in South by Southwest's international artists contract. Yesterday, the festival formally announced its change of policy. After initially defending the contract by stating its nearly half-decade legacy, South by Southwest General Counsel Heather Lieberman told KUT yesterday that the festival realized that, given the current political climate, threatening to report international artists to immigration authorities if they play shows outside of official South by Southwest showcases has a much different impact now than it did in 2013 when the language was originally drafted. Lieberman says future agreements won't have any deportation clauses and only local law enforcement will ever be involved. Though, Lieberman also emphasized that the festival has never involved immigration authorities on any occasion in the past. South by Southwest's statement apologized and said that the event, quote, is a welcome and safe place for all people. Four prominent black artists have purchased Nina Simone's childhood home in North Carolina in order to preserve the late singer's memory. The investors are conceptual artist Adam Pendleton, sculptor and painter Rasheed Johnson, filmmaker Aaron Gallagher, and abstract painter Julie Meretu. Located at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, the house came on the market in 2016, and while under no immediate threat of being demolished or converted, the group of artists intended to keep it that way, describing the purchase as, quote, an act of art, but also of politics. The purchasers have not yet decided exactly what to do with the property, but say it will certainly honor Nina Simone's legacy. That's your sound check. For KUTX, I'm Taylor Wallace.